All right. An hour of 4:30 having come and gone, I will call to order the Finance Committee meeting of Tuesday, January 20th, 2026, and ask staff to please call the roll.
Council President Vidiver?
Here.
Alder Revere?
Here.
Alder Govindarajan's excused. Alder Madison?
Here.
Alder Evers? Alder Figueroa Cole?
Here.
Mary of Quorum.
Thank you. All right, we have no general public comment at this time, so we'll go to disclosures and recusals. Are there any disclosures or recusals from members of the body on today's agenda? Seeing none. Then we'll go to the consent agenda. Are there items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? President Vidiver?
Item six, please.
Item six. Alder Brevier?
Thank you, Mayor. Please separate agenda items 4, 5, and 13 for questions.
Four, five, and 13.
That's correct. Thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other items that members of the body would like to have separated from the consent agenda at this time? Seeing none, then we will separate items 4, 5, 6, and 13. And the balance of the items will remain on the consent agenda. On the consent agenda, President Vidiver, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda, inclusive of items 2 and 3, and then 7 through 12. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of the recommendations on those items? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And go then to item 4, which is Legistar 91404, deleting the classification of Librarian 3 in Comp Group 18, Range 8, creating classifications of Library Supervisor 1, 2, and 3 in Comp Group 18, Ranges 8, 9, and 10, respectively, recreating Librarian 3 position number 5171 as a Library Supervisor 1, recreate Librarian 3 positions numbers 3403, 3702, 4003, and 4292 as Library Supervisor 2. Recreate Librarian 3 positions number 485 and 4177 as Library Supervisor 3. Recreating Library Supervisor positions number 449 and 4293 as Library Supervisor 3. And reallocating all employees to the new positions. On item 4, President Vidiver, let's start with a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item 4. Alder Revere, questions?
Thank you, Mayor. My question is probably most appropriate for human resources staff, but I don't see them present. Perhaps the library director will be able to help with at least part of the question. And it simply is, I couldn't help but notice that this reclass request was originally submitted to HR back in February of 2023, obviously many years ago now, and acknowledging that we had the pause in all reclasses during much of the compensation study. But anyway, it just seems like it's been pending for a very long time, especially compared to some of the other older ones that we've seen recently here at the committee, for example, the finance department reclasses and fleet. So if there's no one here from HR, I bet that the library director could help me at least with that question.
Yeah, I'm happy to answer
that question from my perspective, and that is that I know that the position study had been put in February of 23, and then they were, it's my understanding, they were working on it, and then the notice was to freeze all reclass positions because of the compensation study. That took a little longer. I think this one was a little more complicated. And then HR had come back to us in the fall of 25, and we just needed a little more time to put everything into place. You know, we had put that paperwork in quite a while ago, and then we just needed time to finalize it. So that's why part of the reason it took so long is because it was on hold with other reclasses, and then part of it was I just needed an extra month to put all the details together before it came to this body.
Well, thank you, certainly from your perspective. I really appreciate that, Tana. The other question, just that maybe HR could get back to me in writing on, is just curious, unless someone else here knows, how many pending reclasses are there in the pipeline? I was curious if there are any still from, say, 2023 or 2024 that have yet to be finalized in their analysis from the department analysts. So that's the question that can be taken and it responded to it perhaps in writing at a later date to me, unless someone else here knows the answer to that one. But otherwise, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alder. Any other questions on item 4? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion on item 4, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. Go on to item 5, which is Legistar 91322, authorizing the mayor and city clerk to enter into a competitively selected one-year service contract with 4 optional one-year renewal terms for ambulance billing with MedBill Corporation. On item 5, President Vitover, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded to adopt. Alder Vivier, questions?
Thank you again, Mayor. So I think probably most appropriately for our finance director. I was pleased when I read the resolution because it seems like we're receiving quite a favorable contract rate, Dave, compared to what we currently have with our current provider. Is my read of that accurate?
Alder Revere, I would say it's pretty similar to the rate we've paid in the past.
And were there performance issues with our previous provider, and that's why the staff team that reviewed the proposals is recommending then the change?
Well, we had a competitive selection, and I think based on the criteria in the RFP, this vendor was seen as best to meet that criteria.
Can you be a little more specific besides perhaps the rate that you said is similar?
Well, it's the rate. I think it's how they will process the bills and so on. We did have issues with the previous vendor. I think what we found, and this is happening, I think, throughout the billing industry, is there's a number of consolidations occurring. Companies buying out other companies, and that did happen with our previous vendor, and what we found is the performance dropped pretty significantly after that, and so the staff team was pretty vigilant in terms of the criteria that we were looking for in a vendor, and I think the new vendor will meet that criteria and hopefully deliver a lot better performance.
Sounds good. And then lastly, do you know, Dave, are the 4-year renewal terms, the 4 1-year renewal terms, if I remember what I read correctly, are those all at a similar rate, or is there an inflationary factor for the renewals?
I don't know for sure, but we can get back to you with that.
Okay, great. Thanks very much. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alder. Any other questions on this item? Seeing none, then item five has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion on item five, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item five. Go on to item six, which is Legistar 91378, authorizing the mayor and city clerk to execute a cost-sharing agreement for the construction of the Madison Lakeway Community Causeway improvements. On item six, President Vidover, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item six. President Vidover, questions?
I was just wondering if we could, sorry for my voice, wondering if we could just get a little bit of an overview about what this is, why we're here. It does seem like it is a larger overall dollar amount than was originally indicated, and, you know, kind of puts the city on a higher amount to be provided for this project. So just kind of an overview of where we are and what this particular resolution is trying to accomplish. Thank you.
Sure, I'm happy to address that. The agreement that you see in front of you is the mechanism by which we'll receive the $2 million that the Dane County had put in their capital budget to help fund this project. I don't think this puts us at a higher value project than what we had originally had. We have $10 million currently in the capital budget identified through some geo funding, through TID 53 with private contributions, with impact fees. That brings us to $10 million. And then this $2 million brings us to a $12 million project.
And how confident are we that that $3 million in private fundraising will materialize so that, and if it doesn't, then what will our taxpayers be on the hook for?
So I think that's a great question. The Madison Lakeway Partners have committed to raise $3 million by August of this year. The reason that August is the deadline is because that is when we plan to go out to bid. If we do not have that funding in hand, because we have no guarantee that they'll be able to reach that goal, I am confident that they are trying very hard and we are doing everything that we can to support them in doing that. But if they aren't able to reach that goal, we're gonna have to scale back our scope of the project, to be quite frank. And so, the attorney's office can correct me if I'm wrong, but I do not believe that this contract with the county to receive the $2 million obligates us to get to a $12 million project. But again, that's really a question for the attorney's office.
So I guess the point is that the city amount will never change from the $7 million that's allocated in this proposal. Am I reading that correctly?
Not without council approval, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alder. Are there additional questions on item six? Seeing none, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, then on item six, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item six. And that will take us to item 13, which is Legistar 91439, approving adjustments to the Building Improvement Grant Program. On item 13, President Vidover, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt item 13. On item 13, Alder Vivere, questions?
Thank you, Mayor. So a question, I think, most appropriately for Ruth. Or I see Matt's here as well. But in any event, it was hard for me to follow what the exact big program modifications that are proposed here are, with the exception of in the body of the resolution, it mentions eliminating property owners as being eligible for big grants, unless, of course, they actually own and operate the business that would receive the benefit, the grant. So Ruth, could you, I'm presuming it's, it would be best of hearing from you, Ruth, but Ruth, could you please explain what the other, if any, modifications are?
The other modification, hi, thank you. The other modifications are very minor and administrative. They include requesting that applicants provide a state ID or driver's license, and also that we would be conducting a in-person walkthrough of the space at some point. And then just on the application, we added like the two additional TIDs that are now available for the program. And those were the main kind of administrative changes. Or those were the only administrative changes. We also took out some language that we had in from before the tax increment district started paying for these when we were still using ARPA funding that allowed for the purchase of equipment because that's not allowed in with TIF funding. But the main kind of the main change is that the property owners, and that was a suggestion brought by the Economic Development Committee because they were trying to figure out ways to do a needs-based or, you know, look at some other type of way of, you know, deciding which applicants should receive the funding. And that was one that was suggested. I will say that later this year, as part of the economic development strategy, and also because there were other suggestions, including one from the mayor's office requesting that we really kind of bulk up and look into the sustainability, either requirements or, you know, ability to pay for things and work with the sustainability committee, that there will be a larger update coming, I would say later this year, probably fall or even at the end of the year, once the economic development strategy is completed. So if there was one, well, maybe Matt can answer this. If there was one part of it that was particularly someone felt needed more discussion, you know, I think we could do that and bring it back. But I'll let Matt say if that's something that can happen.
Good evening, everyone. Per Ruth's comment, these are some administrative changes in that change around property owners that are relatively, we think, straightforward that we suggest making now. But then to Ruth's point, there might be future changes to the building improvement grant and some of our other grant programs after the economic development plan is completed.
Thank you. Thank you both for sharing that additional information. I have a follow-up question or two for whoever wishes to answer. And again, as I say, probably Ruth, you have all the experience working on this program since we created it. But based on all your past work, about approximately how many, if you could ballpark for us, about how many property owners would you say applied for big program grants after the council adopts this modification would no longer be eligible? Has it been a decent amount, or is it mostly the tenants that you worked with over the years?
I would, so we've now done over 100 of these grants, and I would say out of that 100, there are some property owners that are also the business, they also manage and run the business, so I would not include those. And so I would say maybe 5 or fewer that were just pure property owners and had no interest in any of the businesses that were there or you know, that were operating in the space.
And they in essence were just trying to help out their tenants and
Yeah, they were mostly just trying to help out their tenants. We also were allowing in the beginning, and we have since modified this too, but we're allowing property owners to kind of white box spaces in specific areas of the city in preparation for a retail tenant. Now we request that the retail tenant is in discussion with them at least, or there's a sense of who the retail tenant is now that it's being paid for by TIF. That was one of the adjustments, just to make sure that it was going to be used for the use that we had wanted it to be.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Those that all makes complete sense to me. And then just lastly, in closing here, have you had any conversation, either of you had conversations recently with anyone from the Downtown Business Improvement District Board, because they have mentioned that they would like to engage in discussions with you folks here in the new year about further ideas they have to improve the program, if you will.
I think Matt, you have, or Saran has?
Yes, Saran, who unfortunately couldn't be here this evening, has had those conversations with the bid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to prolong this, but as you probably know, Matt and Ruth, one of the bid board committees or subcommittees is taking this on. Yeah. Well, thank you both again. Appreciate the additional information. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alder. Are there any other questions on item 13? Seeing none, item 13 has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of item 13? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And that brings us to the end of our agenda. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Have a good evening, everyone.